Chapter 1, Coaching Career. Following the 1955 cricket season, Headley was invited to become a national coach, a post created by the Jamaican government, which involved working mainly with young people. Headley and his second son travelled back to Jamaica, while the rest of the family remained in England. Headley had a heavy workload, particularly in rural areas. Together with his assistant Dickie Fuller, his role involved encouraging school children to watch and play cricket, and trying to improve standards and facilities throughout the country. Headley became involved in the selection of teams, taking some of them overseas. At this time, he discovered the future West Indian Test player Roy Gilchrist and future Jamaican cricketer Henry Sewell. However, critics in the 1960s complained that there were not enough Jamaicans in the Test side and blamed Headley and Fuller, although the government remained supportive of their performance. In 1961, Headley coached for 6 months in Nigeria and earned praise from the Nigerian Cricket Association. His official coaching role in Jamaica ended after a new government withdrew funding for coaching in 1962. Part 6, Personal Life. Chapter 2, Family and Retirement. Headley married Rena Saunders in 1939. He had 9 children in total, including Ron Headley, who was born 2 days after the end of the Lord's Test of 1939. Ron Headley went on to play professional cricket for the English counties Worcestershire and Derbyshire, and represented Jamaica before playing 2 tests for West Indies in 1973. Another son, Lynn, reached the semi-finals of the 100 meters and came 4th in the 100 meters relay at the 1964 Olympics. He also won a gold medal with Jamaican sprint relay teams in the Central American and Caribbean Games of 1966 and silver with the relay team at the Commonwealth Games of the same year. Ron's son Dean, Headley's grandson, played Test cricket for England. The family thus became the first 2 of 3 generations play Test cricket. After his retirement from coaching, Headley remained associated with cricket, presenting awards and playing in friendly matches. He was the official representative of the Jamaican Cricket Board at Constantina's funeral in 1971. Official recognition came Headley's way when he was awarded the MBE in 1956 and was made an honorary life member of the MCC in 1958. In 1969, a bronze sculpture of his head was unveiled in Jamaica's National Stadium, and in 1973 the Norman Manley Foundation gave him the Award for Excellence in Sports. In the latter year, he also received the Order of Distinction. He died in Kingston on the 30th of November 1983.